Hello, and thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Bite-Sized Cybercrime, the podcast where we discuss cybercrime and cybersecurity news in short episodes every single week. This week, we will be discussing an ongoing incident with a major health insurance and services company, United Health Group, and, more specifically, Change Healthcare. Change Healthcare operates as a clearinghouse for medical insurance claims, which means a lot of insurance claims go through them for validation. This all started on February 21st, 2024, when they disconnected over 100 systems and were unable to process these claims. This has unfortunately resulted in many billing issues in the medical world, and has even affected the ability for some people to get their prescriptions, or for hospitals to bill patients for their services. The American Hospital Association also recommended that all healthcare organizations relying on Change Healthcare disconnect their systems just in case the attackers would be able to access their network through the existing compromise of Change Healthcare. This has been pretty difficult on medical providers. Some small practices are not even getting paid since there simply isn't any cash flowing in. And Jefferson Hills Healthcare and Rehabilitation in Pennsylvania even closed their doors permanently, partially due to the attack, being unable to make payroll on top of already incurring some regulatory fines. Thankfully, patients of Jefferson Hills were transferred to other facilities, but there's other stories of small clinics suffering greatly due to not having any cash flow. So, who were these attackers anyways? Like in many cases that cause massive outages, it was a ransomware group. This time it was Black Cat, also known as ALF-V. ALF-V claims that a whopping 6 terabytes of data was stolen from United Healthcare, although this claim hasn't been verified and likely won't for reasons we'll discuss soon. On March 4th, Wired magazine suggested that United Healthcare likely paid a $22 million ransom to the ransomware gang. In the article, they mentioned that a Bitcoin address belonging to ALF-V received that much money in a single transaction. And what's weird is that right after this, an ALF-V affiliate actually accused the group of scamming them and cheating them out of their share of the ransom, using that transaction as proof that they received the full amount in their complaint. So, who did this victim affiliate of ALF-V claim to have extorted that money from? You probably guessed it, Change Healthcare. Scamming your affiliates that do all the legwork and actually hacking companies seems like a bad model for a ransomware organization, especially after many affiliates had begun to lose trust in previously well-respected groups like Lockbit. But we'll get to what's probably going on in a second. When asked if Change Healthcare actually paid the ransom, Dirk McMahon, the COO, Chief Operating Officer, declined to comment on whether or not they did. If they did pay, though, that is a pretty big payday for the ransomware group and a pretty bad precedent for other healthcare organizations, which are already considered major targets for ransomware groups. But of course, it gets stranger. It seems that ALF-V actually took down their own servers willingly after claims came out that they scammed this affiliate. On March 4th, Bleeping Computer confirmed that their negotiation sites were down, and the link blog had already been down from the previous Friday. However, it seems that ALF-V was actually preparing for an FBI shutdown, as the next day, Tuesday, March 5th, 2024, ALF-V's public site displayed a banner claiming that it had been seized by the FBI, National Crime Agency, and other international law enforcement groups. However, it would be kind of strange if they just knew there was an FBI takedown coming and didn't actually do anything about it. And that's because there wasn't an FBI takedown. The UK National Crime Agency denied any involvement with the takedown, while the FBI made no comment at all. It seems like ALF-V, for whatever reason, have either opted to retire or go on a hiatus and possibly reban in the future, and decided to fake a law enforcement takedown as part of their exit plan. This is known as a takedown scam. The group simply decided to disband and, in one last blaze of glory, took everything from their affiliates. That's why they scammed an affiliate. They no longer care because they're not going to operate, at least not under this specific group, going forward. After ALF-V seemingly disbanded, United Health was able to bring back some Change Healthcare pharmacy services online. As of March 7th, 2024, electronic prescription systems were back up. According to a timeline they published, the provider electronic payments platform was supposed to be back up by March 15th, my birthday. But I'm recording this on March 17th, and it seems like things are still not quite ready yet. This week, Change Healthcare is going to be phasing in the reconnection of their claims system. This is assuming all goes smoothly. So, it seems as though recovery efforts are being made, despite initial hardships that were felt across the healthcare industry, from small clinics to major hospital networks to pharmacies, and most importantly, to the staff who work there and the patients who trust them. The attack is currently being investigated by the federal government, and an attack vector was recently found, although, obviously, they don't want to say what that is. What the US government wants to know is whether or not protected healthcare information was breached, and of course, whether or not the firm was complying with regulations such as HITECH that protect electronic healthcare information. United Health Group and respectively Change Healthcare have not announced any kind of breach in data, although, given it's a ransomware case, it's possible more information will come out later regarding that. Before they can announce any kind of data breach, it needs to be determined what type of data was stolen and how many people were affected, and whether it's patients, staff, or both. So, they can't quite say yet the full impact of the situation. Thank you to the Wall Street Journal, Reuters, Wired, Bleeping Computer, and ARS Technica for information on this attack and this strange situation with Black Cat. And most importantly, thank you for tuning into this week's episode of Bite-Sized Cybercrime. And until next time, stay secure.